God's perfect peace. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Romans 15, verse 33. The Lord our God is both the creator of peace, and he is the giver of peace, for he is all that makes for life and peace. Peace is an eternal attribute of God, and peace is the everlasting fruit of the Spirit. For the peace of God is rooted in his eternal love. Sinners who trust in the only begotten Son of God are given peace with God, and believers who live in fellowship with the Father receive the perfect peace of God. Indeed, as the time drew ever closer for the Lord Jesus himself to leave his little flock, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you the peace that the world gives, so don't let your hearts be troubled or fearful." Oh, humanity craves peace in the world, and we all desire perfect peace in our hearts. And yet, all that the world terms peace is superficial and shallow. For the restless heart of man can find no true tranquility without the perfect peace that comes from above. Genuine peace is not simply the cessation of conflict, nor is it the absence of disputes. But peace is a oneness with our Saviour, for true peace is being united as one with Christ Jesus. But despite man's craving for peace, how few really seek him. Yet peace with God is a free gift of grace that is freely available to all who will put their trust in Christ for salvation. Peace is found at the foot of the cross, for peace is in a person, and that person is Christ Jesus, our perfect Prince of Peace. The peace of God is also a gift of grace that is freely available to every believer who has learned to walk the pathway of peace. For the peace of God, which passes understanding, floods into the hearts of all God's children whose mind is stayed on him. Peace with God and the peace of God stretches through time and into eternity for all who trust Christ as Saviour and learn to keep the eyes of their hearts looking to Jesus. For it was our Saviour who calmed the ocean of God's wrath against a sinful world, which he procured for us by his sufferings and death on Calvary's cross. He broke down the middle wall of hostility that divided Jew from Gentile, and the curtain of the temple was torn from top to bottom, announcing that the gaping void between a holy God and sinful man had been spanned by the blood of the Lamb. For by his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain which is his body. Sinners and saints alike crave peace as they pass through this world. For the sinner, it is a choice to believe in Christ Jesus as Saviour. For the saint, it is a choice to walk in spirit and truth, for the peace of God and peace with God are interlinked with a trust in God. When we seek after the peace that this world offers, it is an expression of unbelief. For in this world we will have tribulation and troubles, trials and testings, wars and rumours of wars, difficulties and disasters, hatred and hostility. But Jesus said, "I have told you about these things that will happen in this world, so that in me you may have peace." In this world you will have tribulation, but be strong and of a good courage. And take heart, for I have overcome the world.